This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. There's a crackdown on drivers who abuse toll lanes in the mountains. For years, people have been breaking the rules using them as passing lanes, but now you could get a fine in the mail of up to $250, thanks to a new system of cameras and sensors from the Colorado Department of Transportation. CDOT says it'll expand its enforcement system to toll lanes along the Front Range as well. Suspects in the 2021 murder of a Lakewood man were sentenced Thursday, and as CPR's Tony Gorman reports, one of them was the victim's adopted daughter.
Ricardo Perez received a life sentence for his role in killing 81-year-old Gail Wilson. He was the boyfriend of Wilson's adopted daughter, Savannah. The couple moved in with Wilson after the death of his wife. An argument led to Perez beating Wilson to death. Savannah and a third suspect, Jay Griffith, testified that they helped dispose the body. Both received probation for their roles in the murder. Savannah received an additional 45 days in jail. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A Colorado state trooper avoided a crash early Saturday by jumping over a bridge barrier in Adams County. Two separate drivers struck patrol cars while troopers were investigating an unrelated accident on I-270. One of the officers was forced over the barrier and down a 30-foot embankment to escape the second crash. The trooper suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries. This is CPR News.